The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Oh, got some news. Doing sort of court-related news here tonight. We've talked about the Robin Hood case at the New Hampshire Supreme Court. The Houston subpoenas that had come out that were demanding ministers hand over copies of their sermons to the city in Houston. They've been backing down on that. And in other court-related news, here's one from the Wall Street Journal's law blog. Parents can be held liable for what their kids post on Facebook, according to a Georgia appellate court, in a decision that lawyers say mark a legal precedent on the issue of parental responsibility over their children's online activity. The Georgia Court of Appeals ruled that the parents of a seventh grade student may be negligent for failing to get their son to delete a fake Facebook profile that allegedly defamed a female classmate. The trouble started in 2011 when, with the help of another student, the boy constructed a Facebook profile pretending to be the girl. He used a fat face app to make her look obese and posted profane and sexually explicit comments on the page depicting her as racist and promiscuous, according to court documents. Now, this sounds like typical middle school boy activities. This doesn't sound very unusual. I went to middle school with boys who were like this. And
well, the difference is when we were in middle school, there wasn't Facebook to do stuff like this.
True, but, you know, something like that could have been accomplished to some extent. Like, you could have drawn a picture of someone as a fat face, put their name under
right.
it, and posted it up on a school poster board or something like that.
Right. The activity of, you know, like making fun of another student, typical middle school sort of bully
right.
stuff.
That doesn't make it okay, but it's
right.
It's typical. But at the same time, it shouldn't be a crime, and nor should parents be responsible for it.
Well, technically, and I agree that it shouldn't be a crime, but the wording of the Computer Fraud Abuse Act and also the Facebook Terms of Service make it against the Facebook Terms of Service
really?
And against federal law to pretend to be somebody else online.
Really?
That's unless you're law enforcement, and then it's okay.
Is it against federal law to pretend, I'm not asking you because you're an attorney and you are no legal advice, but your
right.
opinion, you know, what do you think? Is it against federal law to pretend to be someone who does not exist? Can you create a fake person?
Or it depends. Only... It depends on for what purposes. So if it's, you know, a fake person that is being presented as a fictitious entity, mm-hmm. then that would be allowed. And it depends, based on my understanding of, you know, what limited knowledge I have of the CFAA, then it could be illegal to create a fake persona if it could somehow be construed that it was for fraudulent purposes.
That's interesting. I did not realize that that was the case. Well, let's go on with this story here. The girl found out about the profile. She told her parents, who then complained to the school's principal. The school punished the boy with 2 days of in-school suspension and alerted his parents, who grounded him for a week. But for the next 11 months, according to the appeals court opinion, the page stayed up. It wasn't deleted until Facebook deactivated the account at the urging of the girl's parents, said the opinion. The girl's lawyer says the child's parents didn't immediately confront the boy's parents because their school refused to identify the culprit for confidentiality reasons. Given that the false and offensive statements remained on display and continued to... Well, wait a minute. Hold on. How did the school find out who was behind this?
Well, if he was using a school computer to do it...
Okay.
Then it's fairly easy to figure out who was using what computer on what day and...
Yeah, okay, good point. They could have, I suppose, reached out to
Facebook.
Or
even if it was one of these things of, it's a school provided, here's your free laptop.
Yeah, and they might have a log of where they went. Okay, yeah, maybe that's how they figured out. Because it would seem like just normally, if they'd gone front and done this from their own home computers or whatever, then, you know, there wouldn't necessarily be a trail on that, unless Facebook informs the school. I guess what they could do is...
IP request.
So they could have sent a request to Facebook, and, you know, it's probably the school resource officer, and I'm sure Facebook will fulfill requests without warrants. So, I mean, I'm not sure of that, but they probably will. There are plenty of companies that will obediently do whatever the police ask them to do. So my guess would be that the school resource officer sent a letter to Facebook saying, we would like to know who the creator is of this page, because every
right.
page has a creator attached to it, and then they could have identified the creator, which was one or two of the boys in question, which would have allowed the school to know who the culprits were, but not the parents. Anyway, going on here, given this from the judge in the case, quote, given that the false and offensive statements remained on display and continued to reach readers for an additional 11 months, we conclude that the jury could find that the parents' negligence proximately caused some part of the injury that the girl sustained from the boy's actions and inactions, unquote, wrote Judge John J. Ellington in the opinion, which was handed down October 10th. He was joined by two other judges on that panel. The appeals court, though, agreed with the trial court's dismissal of another part of the lawsuit that sought to hold the parents responsible for allowing the page to be posted in the first place. Atlanta litigator, so that's good news. So they agreed with the dismissal of that portion of the lawsuit so that the parents couldn't have known how could they have been responsible for
right.
what their son did in this case. But to suggest that the parents would be negligent, it didn't sound like they were under orders to remove the page. The school punished the boy with in-school suspension and told his parents they grounded him for a week. They probably didn't even think to tell him to take the page down. You know, not all parents are aware of Facebook and, you know, how it works.
Right.
How could a parent be responsible to know all of the ins and outs of the technical things that their sons or daughters are doing on the Internet? And in a lot of cases, your kids are far more Internet, you know, I guess, able, Internet apt than
right,
you would
right.
be as a parent. So I hope this doesn't go anywhere, but it's kind of a scary decision that they may be held negligent.
And even if
case.
They would have told the kid, you know, take that off of Facebook, if they're not, you know, super knowledgeable about how computers and Internet and whatnot work,
yeah.
he could just close the window and say,
it's
there
gone.
It is. It's gone.
Or make another fake page and then delete that one and then just act as though you've already deleted the page.
Well, I'm sure if there was a second page made, it would have mentioned in the article that...
No, but what I mean is if he knew that the parents wanted him to delete the page, he could make another page and then show them, all right, Mom, look, I'm going to delete
oh,
the page.
Oh, right, right, okay.
And then,
I see
like,
what you're
in front
saying.
Of her, delete the second fake page that he made.
Right, right.
And still have the original on there. So there's plenty of ways to dupe parents that aren't really, you know, keyed in with how the whole Internet thing works. The appeals court, Atlanta litigator Edgar Magnifaco Jr., who defended the boy's parents, told LawBlog that the court's decision was marred by inconsistencies, said he would be appealing to the Georgia Supreme Court. He said that when he was researching the question of parental liability with respect to cyberbullying, he could not find any case in which a court found parents negligent for failing to supervise their kids' computer use. Natalie Woodward, an Atlanta attorney who represented the girl, said she also believed the outcome was a novel one. The ruling shows, she told LawBlog, that in certain circumstances, when what is being said about a child is untrue and once the parents know about it, then liability is triggered. I think that's a terrible idea. I hope this gets overturned at the Georgia Supreme Court. Look, I don't support cyberbullying or whatever you want to call it, making fun of people online or in real life. I don't support that. But on the other hand, I support free speech. And part of free speech is to allow people to say things that they don't, that you might not like. And I think part of free speech should also be to, you know, to be able to create fake Facebook profiles. Now, it's one thing to act as though one is another person and commit fraud on somebody. But to just create a Facebook profile for the point of making fun of somebody, I don't really see that as being fraudulent. I don't see that as, you know, it's a Facebook profile.
It could be fraudulent. But, again, it definitely, you know, whether it's against a state or a local or a federal law or not, it is still against Facebook's terms of services to make a profile for someone that is not yourself.
Fair enough. Toll-free number 855-453, and that's their private property. They can decide right. whatever their terms and services are. And in that case, the remedy should be that Facebook bans that page and maybe bans the user if necessary.
Right.
You know, and case closed. More coming up here in moments. 855-453. Have you ever been cyberbullied or a cyberbully? It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com. At Free Talk Live, we love Bitcoin. In fact, if you've got Bitcoin, you can throw some in the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But if you, would also like to earn some Bitcoin, you can do that through BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are bounties available right now. One of them is a 38 Bitcoin bounty. If you've got the skills to investigate this case, you could collect the bounty. You can even place your own bounties or even add to the ones that are already there. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. That'll be done by people like you who can profit from your work and skill. Go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Again, that's BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Before we get to your phone calls, Daryl, you wanted to add a little bit about the whole online bullying thing?
Right, and I had said that under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, it is technically illegal to post false information online through some sort of website for the purposes of fraud. And under a broad interpretation, I would be correct. However, there is a court that actually has some sense.
Okay.
And in this case, it's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that they heard a case a couple of years ago.
California, right?
California, Oregon, right. Washington, and I believe Nevada.
Okay.
So, you know, it's out there on the West Coast. They heard a case. It was the case of United States v. Drew, where a mother who had cyberbullied one of her daughter's classmates by posing as a 16-year-old boy was charged under the CFAA, and the court ruled that a broad interpretation of the CFAA could, quote, turn millions of unsuspecting individuals into perpetrators of computer crime. So, under a broad interpretation, yes, you know, making a fake Facebook profile is technically illegal.
Of another person or a person who does not exist?
Well, in this case,
this was of a real person.
It was of another person.
Right. So that they basically said that was okay in this case.
They said that it didn't violate the federal law.
Gotcha.
Doesn't say anything about whether it violates local law in California.
There are other cyberbullying laws that are in the books in different places.
You know, it did not violate the federal law because, well, it could if it was interpreted broadly, but this court decided on a narrow interpretation, and so therefore, based on current court precedent, you're not going to a federal prison for making a fake Facebook profile.
Look, I'm in favor of people trying to stop others from bullying. I was bullied as a kid, and I did some bullying as a kid. You know, that's sort of the cycle of violence. So I definitely am guilty of it and have had it happen to me. I don't think it's a cool thing to do, and I regret doing that, and I tried to make good in high school to some of the people that – and I did make good to some of the people – that I had picked on when I was younger. But ultimately, going to prison or going to jail or having my parents go to jail would not have helped that situation
right.
in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think it would ever solve the problem of bullying. It's just – it's a problem of young people being in a place together where they are being forced to be ultimately. Like, you know, if you were sending your kids to a school and they were getting bullied there – and you, we're in a free market of education, you could then remove them from that school. If the school wasn't doing anything about it, or if the school wasn't doing enough to put a stop to it, you could say, well, I'm not going to be sending my child to your school next year, or, you know, now.
Right.
I'm pulling them out now. But at the government schools, you can't really do that, because you're always forced to pay for the government school system. Even if you do pull your kids out of it,
right.
you're still ultimately paying for this environment where bullying that's where it really comes from in a lot of ways. Now, look, I'm not saying that it wouldn't happen in a neighborhood group of kids. You know, that could happen too.
Right.
Anytime you get kids together, there's a chance some of them aren't going to get along and they're going to pick on one another. But at least in the neighborhood group example, your child doesn't have to hang out with those kids anymore. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Cameroon, Africa. Akko is on the line with us here tonight. Where are you calling from, Bamenda tonight?
No, I'm not calling from Bamenda. I'm calling from Bambui, just some few miles from Bamenda.
Welcome back to the show, Akko. How are you tonight?
Don, I'm doing fine. Excellent. Nice to be back on the show.
It is past, what, about 2 a.m. there in Cameroon?
2:25 a.m. Yes, right here.
Staying up late listening to Free Talk Live over the free-to-air satellite where it is available across a lot of Africa, central sort of east-west Africa. So what did you want to share with our audience tonight, Akko?
Oh, I came here to discuss about something that is disturbing me, something about this government that we have here, which is corruption and police brutality and police taking money from drivers.
Mm. Tell me more.
Yeah, for the past week, we have been witnessing some unprecedented level of corruption here. Many people and thousands of people have been complaining until they took to streets, protesting, writing placards. You cannot go into the office and certify your documents. You cannot go into any public office and get services. You must pay for the services. So Cameroonians are becoming weary and tired. So they want to voice out their grievances. And I think that it's better for me to take it at an international level.
So what you're saying is, there are people in Cameroon who are protesting the awful conditions of the government offices where it's very difficult to deal with these government bureaucrats. Is that what I understood you to say?
Yeah, that is what I'm trying to say. Okay, for example, on Wednesday, one mother whose son is schooling in the University of Yaoundé took her son's birth certificate Here we have local administrators called senior divisional officers. She took it to that office to certify it and send it to her son because he has to do his university registration. The DO was asking her for 10,000 francs, which is equivalent to about $20. So the woman came back and alerted the whole community, and we decided to take this matter to the street. Because
so hold on. Wait. This lady wanted to get a birth certificate certified, and what was it that she was upset about?
Yeah, and said it to her son, who is in the university, because he has to use it for registration. But the DO, the administrator was asking for 20,000 francs in order to do it. Look, this is what has been happening.
And you're saying that's too much? You're saying that he was trying to gouge her?
Under normal circumstances, the woman does not have to pay for any services because the guy there is representing the local community. He has to save the people. You suck money from the people.
So the expectation is that because he's a government so-called servant, and they use these terms over here in the United States, they call themselves public servants.
Yes.
Because he's a servant,
yes.
that should be done for free. Now, in the United States, these government agents are charging fees all over the place. I mean, almost everything they do, there's a fee attached to it. Has it been the case that this birth certificate certification has been free in the past, and now all of a sudden this administrator wants to pocket $20?
When they feel that you can alert the anti-corruption committee here, when they feel that you can alert them, then they will not charge you anything. But when they think that you are ignorant, you don't know you're right, they will charge
They'll
you
charge
money.
You. All right, but stand by. Akko, hang on. We'll bring you back for more of this in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls, and you can dial in about anything that you want. Talking about corruption in Cameroon, Africa, with Akko, who is on Skype. We're going to get right back into him just a moment, but I also want to let you know how to get some great coffee. It's from BuzzBox, and it's a free pound of the best coffee out there. 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica. Shade grown as well. Coffee from BuzzBox is awesome coffee. At least that's what I'm told by professional coffee drinkers like Mark Edge, our regular weeknight co-host. He downs at least a pot of BuzzBox on a daily basis.
Decaf. He does the decaf.
He does.
Because Mark can't handle caffeine.
And BuzzBox, by the way, is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something else that really makes them outstanding, and that is that there's a program that we're working with BuzzBox and Kiva.org to help change people's lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives through microloans from Kiva. Now, the way this works is for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners who signs up for the autoship program at coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10, we can fund a new microloan. And every time that microloan gets paid off, we'll refund to a different microloan.
What if one person has 10 different personalities and 10 different orders? Does that count as 10 people?
As long as we don't know that it's, you know, as if it's 10 different orders, if you're shipping 10 pounds of coffee per month, then yeah, that would qualify for another microloan.
Okay.
Yeah. So coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, go there and get your free pound. Just pay the shipping cost. You can cancel your subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com. We go back to Cameroon, Africa, where Akko is on the line. And Akko, thanks for hanging on here. You were explaining some of the corruption there in Africa, which, of course, corruption's everywhere in governments all around the world. And so it's interesting to hear how it works in other parts of the world, and that's what you're explaining to us right now. You were talking about a lady who was trying to get a birth certificate certified so her son could go off to college. And you say that the people who know their rights, these government bureaucrats will not charge them anything. But if the government bureaucrat thinks they can pull the wool over your eyes, they can fool you, that you don't know your rights, then they'll demand a fee for one of these services, which you say is supposed to be free. So this guy was demanding $20. Now, $20 is a lot of money in Cameroon, Africa, because you told me in the last phone call you made a couple weeks ago that, or maybe like a week or so ago, you told me, Akko, that the average pay is less than a U.S. dollar per day there in Cameroon. Is that true?
Absolutely. More than 95% of Cameroonians live below $1 per day. So you can imagine what $20 will mean to that old lady.
That's like a month's worth of pay.
Who cannot have service at her disposal, which is put there to save the people, the masses, the poor, the rich, I mean the public, but they want to extort money from the people. I mean, it is no secret that in Cameroon, ever since President Paul Biya has taken power in 1982, Cameroon has rapidly degenerated into a state of chaos, into an economy dominated by a seat of bribe and extortion by the administrators. And that is what is killing us. Not that we are inherently a poor country, as I earlier said during the last time when I was on the show. It is our government officials who have decided to put us at this particular level for more than 30 years.
Absolutely. Now, you also wanted to comment on the police and them stopping people on the roads there?
Yes. As I was traveling from Dob to Bambui, which is just about 35 kilometers, we had about 7 police checkpoints where the police are supposed to check whether people are walking with their ID cards and the appropriate papers.
How many checkpoints?
As well as the drivers. About 7 of them.
7 checkpoints. And how long was the drive?
Just 35 kilometers.
Wow.
We haven't even gotten to Bamenda, which is 40 kilometers from them. About 7 of them. I mean, in Cameroon, you just find police officers running away from their offices and standing on the roadside where they will take money from the drivers. Because if they realize that the drivers do not have the appropriate papers, maybe they have not insured their vehicles, or maybe they don't have the first aid box, they will just charge the drivers and take some money from them. So just imagine such a country where the police do not save the people, but rather their own self-aggrandizement.
I couldn't make out what you said there. Can you come back on that?
Yeah, I'm saying that the police in Cameroon, they do not stay in their offices to save the people, to fight against crime and security. They are on the roadside taking money from the drivers.
Well, that's pretty much what happens in all the countries around the world. You know, that's basically what they do here. Now, when you're at one of these checkpoints, you're giving them the cash right there and then, though, right?
Yeah, the driver will, at each checkpoint, the driver is entitled to giving about $1 to $2.
Wow.
If you don't give it, they will take you and jail you. But if you give it, even if you are carrying contrabands or narcotics in your vehicle, it doesn't matter. You just have to go.
So the drug dealers can easily cover these costs because they make all kinds of money on the drugs that they're selling.
Ian, I assure you, if you have money, you can transport cocaine, marijuana, or whatever drug, or whatever thing that you can transport, as far as whenever you go to a checkpoint,
give
$1 or $2 to policemen, you just make your way.
Is that about what it would cost to get into the country, too? Like, if I were coming from one of the bordering nations there to Cameroon, and I wanted to, you know, cross the border over there. Let's say I was coming from Nigeria, for instance. I wanted to cross into Cameroon. Would it be a buck or two?
You don't even need to make papers from Nigeria in order to come to Cameroon. You just have to get to the border and give them $2 or $3. Then you just make your way into Cameroon.
That's amazing. So it's just, you know, it's really just a scale, though, right? Like, so what you're experiencing in Cameroon is just, it's on a scale of oppression. It's just different. Like, in fact, some would say that it's more preferable.
It's more okay. obvious.
Right.
Ian, the problem that we are suffering here in Cameroon is one. Imagine a president who is 84 years old, a president who is tired, a president who is an ailing person, a president who is always hospitalized, a president who knows nothing about the actualities of the world, who knows nothing about our economy, who knows nothing about our educational system. But the president is there with old ministers who have been rotating from one ministry to the other for 32 years. So just imagine. And the youth of Cameroon have never been a priority for this government. So what good thing can ever come from such a government?
I think nothing doubt. It's definitely a corrupt place. There's no doubt about it. And the fact that they are staying in power so long, it prolongs the corruption. It deepens the corruption. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I want to thank you, Akko, by the way. And just real quick to add in here, some of our listeners.
Yeah, I have a question. Yes.
Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, I have a point to make. Mm-hmm. We are a developing nation of which the government is targeting us to be an emerging economy in 2035. But they do not know that our economy, for our economy to grow and create jobs, it has to be linked to technology and telecommunication.
Well, plus you can't grow.
Cameroonians,
you can't grow the economy if people are having a day's worth of their pay stolen from them just to try to drive into town. I mean, that's going to hurt the economy terribly.
Imagine, before you have access to the internet, you have to move from rural areas to urban areas just for you to be connected and maybe to carry out your transaction. But meanwhile, if we were connected and technology was everywhere, our economy would boom because people would create, it would bring about jobs and many other opportunities.
Sure.
But our government, which is filled with aging and old people who do not know anything about technology, they're sitting.
Well, one thing they know something about is how to extract as much money as possible from the people there and keep them poor, because that's really what stops jobs from being created. And Akko, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. That's what stops jobs from being created.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that technology is, or the lack of technology. It's that you can't start a business in a place where there's oppression.
Right. And what
any
he was saying, what he was saying about the police being on the side of the roads, I've heard that it's like that in a lot of the Central American countries, to where the cops will be on the side of the road flagging people down saying, we need gas money.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450 free, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the differences between governments. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. Or join us on Skype, as Akko did from Cameroon, Africa. And it sounded good for most of his call. Kind of connection went a little bad towards the end, but considering he's calling from an internet connection that is pretty unreliable, I thought it was sounding pretty good, all things considered. So you can join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. By the way, I wanted, before we go on with a few more calls, there were, or the next caller, I wanted to comment a little further about Akko. We had him on like a week ago.
Yeah.
And there was, toward the end of the show, we had talked about how, you know, maybe getting him a little bit of money because it cost him, as he was talking about, just, you know, going 30 kilometers. They had 7 checkpoints where the police are extracting a buck
right,
or two from everybody going through. And, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot of money to us, but to them, a dollar is a day's worth of pay.
Right. So that would sort of be the equivalent of getting stopped 7 times and each time being stopped, the cop saying, give me $100 and I'll
bucks.
Let you go.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. And I, you know, I appreciate Akko spending the time and the effort to, because he can't get on online where he lives and his, where his home is in Indop, there in the Bamenda region of Cameroon. And so he has to travel to the city, basically, to get online. And it costs money to travel, and it costs money to get internet access. And so the idea was, well, let's take up a little collection, and you know, and you and I, Daryl, kicked in $20 a piece, and,
right?
And then online listeners on the Free Talk Live Amplifier forum kicked in some more money, and we easily raised $100 to send to him that night. And then, you know, I posted, that was like literally 2 hours after we ended the show. So within 2 hours, we raised $100. I sent it to him via MoneyGram, and also I had Akko create a Bitcoin wallet. And so he gave me the Bitcoin address, and I collected Bitcoin contributions for him as well. So he's got about $45 worth of Bitcoin right now. We sent him $100 worth of cash via MoneyGram. And then later contributions came in. I basically totaled up everything that came in over the weekend. Anytime someone sent a PayPal indicating that it was for Akko,
right,
I totaled all that up. And then so we had another $135 that we could send to him. And just after I sent him the $100, he was so appreciative, saying that that I made him cry, that no one has ever given him such a huge sum of money. He intends to use part of the money to connect with others who want to be connected with LRN.FM by listening via satellite. That's really the only way to listen out there. You can't really get online, and if you do get online, you're paying for bandwidth, and so,
right,
you know, why not just get the satellite where it's free to air? The total amount that the first $100 translates into 51,000 francs. So, you know, it sounds like a good chunk of money out that way. And so to send him another $135 was just like an amazing – this has been just an amazing experience. And for him, generosity, having never been given anything like that in his entire lifetime. So I just want to thank everybody who pitched into that. That was really cool. So thank you for that. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Just a couple things that I wanted to add to what Akko was saying there about, you know, in Cameroon, you get stopped on the road, you pay off the police, they leave you alone. If you don't pay them off, they arrest you. The payoff is a buck or two, and that's like a dollar's, like a day's worth of pay in Cameroon, Africa. So that's an expensive tax to try to get to where you're going.
Right, but it's not that different if you think about it. It's just a little more obvious,
right,
what they're doing there. Here, you get stopped for some kind of infraction. Oh, you were going a mile and a half over the speed limit. You have to now go to court and
yes,
give us money.
That's what I wanted to explain to Akko, but he had a lot that he wanted to get off his chest. So the other thing I wanted to add was that it's just a scale of difference. It's just, you know, the United States isn't a more free place than Cameroon in that way. We still have police stopping us on the streets, maybe not as often, but, you know, the police will stop us on the streets and they'll issue you a ticket, which comes with an envelope, and you can put the money into the envelope and then send that off to some central processing bureaucracy where it is then processed into the state's coffers.
The corruption in the U.S. is written into statute to where it doesn't look like corruption.
Yes.
Because, well, we've got it written down that we're allowed to do this.
It's more obscured from view. And that's why I would say from our perspective, it almost seems like, you know, as wealthy Westerners in comparison, it almost seems like, you know, I'd rather just give a guy a buck or two and make him go away than
right,
have to deal with court and have to deal with a $50 or $400 guy. James Cleveland here in Keene got a $400 speeding ticket in Massachusetts recently.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's ridiculous. That's, you know, a lot of pay for the average person. And so again, the difference is only in degrees between here and a place like Cameroon or North Korea or
and
whatever.
The guise of legitimacy that's behind it.
That's right. The American government's brilliance is that they are very successful at having that guise of legitimacy or the aura of legitimacy. And the other thing that I thought was important to point out is that, yes, it's certainly true that having technology helps with creating new jobs and business, which is what Akko was saying at the end of his call. But what helps more than anything, because, you know, jobs were created before technology, you know, internet and things
right,
like that. What is the most important thing is to not have a government extracting wealth constantly from people,
right,
demanding a dollar just to drive from point A to point B, or demanding $7 or whatever just to drive from point A to point B. When that's taking away a week's worth of your pay in Cameroon, that's a huge detriment to the ability to create savings, to save up enough money to open up a business, to start a business in your home or rent a storefront or something like that. It makes it impossible to do that. But even if you were able to save enough money to start your own business in a place like Cameroon, then there are likely going to be payoffs you'll have to make in order to start the business.
Right.
You'll have to pay the government bureaucrats to allow you to start the business. Now, in the United States, they call that licensing. They call that, you know, approval. They have to have some inspector come out. And that's the same thing as a government thug coming out.
A zoning variance.
Right. And that's the same thing as a government thug with a club saying, give me your money, and I'll let you do business. So it's the same thing here in the United States. In most places, you also have to beg permission to start a business. But, you know, if you can't save the money to the first point to where you could even pay off the bureaucrats to start a business, that's
right,
a huge impediment to being able to create wealth for yourself and to create jobs for other people.
And then with the tickets, at least you can then, you know, take it to court and possibly wind up winning. I had a friend out in Mississippi who actually told me that she was able to get a ticket dismissed. She wound up having to go three different times. The first time she showed up was the arraignment, where you just say guilty or not guilty, and then they tell you, come back on this other day. She went back the next day, and there was a sign posted, court has been canceled today, come back on this other day. So she went back, and because they wrote her name down wrong, they thought that she was supposed to have been on another day, and they were like, you weren't here 2 days ago. We were about ready to file a warrant, and she was like, did you have my name this way? And they're like, no, we had it with another letter as the first letter of the last name. So she got that straightened out and wound up having a court hearing, I think it was Tuesday of this week, was told, be here at 1:30, gets there at 1:30, and she sees a note that says, ask about taking a driving class to have your ticket go away. So when the judge called her up, she said, yeah, there is something about taking a driving class. He said, if you want to do the driving class, you still have to pay the fine. She said, then I'll plead not guilty.
Yeah, why bother?
Prosecutor said, smart move, because the trooper said he had better things to do.
Nice.
He's not showing up. We have to dismiss it.
Yeah, you don't ever have any options until you go with not guilty. Let's go to Alma in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Alma.
Hey, sweetie.
What's on your mind tonight?
Quick comments, if you'll let me, before I tell you what I called about.
Well, you don't really have time for a bunch of comments, so maybe pick one.
Facebook is evil, and it's hell to get a birth certificate here in the United States if you don't have an ID. But I have my tinfoil hat on, and I feel like I am being jerked around with Ebola. Five people in different places. They said they're going to put them in one place. I think Agenda 21 is coming in, which is really Agenda 22, if you'll read it.
Honestly, I don't read government writings like that. I've really got better things to do with my time. But there's no doubt that...
I'm
not
going to
do it. There's no doubt in my mind that there are people who want to control me, right? Like, I know that there are people around the world who...
What's going on now?
Yeah.
It's Agenda 21. If you'll
Agenda
22
or 21.
Yeah, 22, if you'll read it. I left out the last one.
What about the other 20?
All right, I got it all outlined. I can tell you all of it.
What about Agenda 23?
It took me hours and hours and hours, about 6 hours to read it.
Well, I wish I could talk to you further about it, Alma, but we're out of time for tonight. But call another night, and we'll be happy to hear more about these scary agendas. Which, you know, I don't doubt there are people out there who want to control us. I just don't need to, I don't really care about what all their plans are. I'm just going to try to be as free as I can. We're coming up tomorrow.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.